The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
To celebrate 100 years in business, car manufacturer BMW has unveiled an array of concept cars imagining the future of transport. The Motorrad Vision Next 100, as well as the other concepts released on the occasion of the 100th anniversary, are marked by a zero-emission vehicles. As carmaker BMW has stated, it believes that the future of transport is EV. BMW also unveiled the Mini concept, which is partly transparent, designed entirely around the idea of sharing cars. The Kawasaki J concept is designed after Mercedes-Benz's original electric vehicle branded bike, presumably, while BMW claims its Vision Next 100 would be the most secure bike yet, with specific features such as its self-balancing tech that would buffer against any potential hazards to riders. BMW's Urban Racer has yet to be claimed by BMW, but if not by them, it is more than likely that somebody will take the project over and produce it before 2025. The Victory Ignition concept does, however, and claims that it breaks new ground thanks to its wide power unit, which makes it easier to drive regardless of the speeds at which you are going, as well as the full complement of Suzuki's top-end electronics. Do not let the thin, luxurious look of the Victory Ignition concept fool you. However, the bike packs in a mighty V-type 4-cylinder that is going to make for some flying thrills nonetheless. This concept vehicle by Mercedes is also an EV, using the revolutionary batteries technology, which uses organic chemistry of graphene-based cells instead of precious metals. The Vauxhall SRV was developed and designed as the styling research vehicle, but was never intended to be used as a production model. Designed in 1957, the Galileo concept car was supposed to have looked like something from another planet back then. This futuristic-looking vehicle never made it to a production or production version, but is a cool concept designed by Andre Costa. This offbeat design by Ferrari was mocked up with a 4.8-liter flat-12 engine, but did not really run until 2010. When the team of engineers were given the job to get the vehicle running. Its concept car itself was never put into production, with Lamborghini focusing Lamborghini efforts instead on updating the Countach. Only two BMW turbo concepts were ever built, but it is easy to see how design themes would inform BMW's future cars. The Buick Questor had over 14 computers built in, showing the future of electronics in today's cars. In 1956, GM introduced the Buick Centurion, a concept car that was radical for its day. A sporty, four-seater sedan meant to provide a glimpse of Buick's future. Since 1886, when Carl Benz created the gasoline-powered automobile, the automobile industry had changed dramatically. The leading motorcycle manufacturer decided to stick with electric and created the Livewire, which is another two-wheeled electric car. Harley-Davidson, one of the most popular motorcycle brands, created an electric futuristic scooter, which still looks like a motorcycle, but a very modern version. Harley-Davidson is committed to spending millions on designing electric bikes, and according to its CEO, this e-motorcycle would build upon their Livewire concept from 2014. Kawasaki revealed a concept motorcycle in 2013, which claims to flip a motorcycle's conventions on their heads. An electric, futuristic motorbike capable of offering minimum maintenance, maximum rider's safety, and a futuristic motorcycle design is not more science fiction, it is actually reality. With a number of established players, as well as exciting new brands, all coming out with their own futuristic motorcycles, it may be hard to decide on an electric motorcycle. If you are looking for a high-powered bike that turns heads and strodes the ego, then Energica Ego may be the one. Concept cars are the real thing of the near and far future, while we wait for technology to catch up to our imaginations. Up until now, Futuristic vehicles were only seen in science fiction, but the latest developments in emerging technologies such as IoT, artificial intelligence, and LiDAR, along with cloud computing, are turning conventional vehicles into self-driving vehicles, making the fictional the new reality. Concept cars are a huge draw at car shows, typically showing off the cutting-edge technologies and futuristic designs an automaker has planned for their other vehicles in the future. It is not uncommon for an automotive company to take a concept car's designs and apply them to future iterations of its flagship vehicles. Henrik Fisker is an automotive designer who has worked on such iconic cars like BMW Z8 and the Aston Martin DB9, so we can expect plenty of that in this new endeavor. His intelligent bike concept is designed to bring all of tomorrow's level functionality to today's bikes, giving riders an integrated bike riding experience they might not have seen on the roads in decades. The intelligent bike concept features a backup motor that runs off a solar panel, onboard computers, fingerprint scanners for security, and an unspoken word design on the wheels. Victor Alemán's Eco 07 bike concept is designed to fold not down into a compact package, but rather completely de-assembled and fitted in a box no larger than a briefcase. The Eco 07 bike concept is not designed to be deconstructed daily, only when not being used for some time. Not only is it the green color, mind you, this wonder of one wheel is designed as an environmental friend. The designers wanted to simplify technology and remove all gauges and lights, making the Ducati Dragster truly an amazing car for the future. The BMW Urban Racer was designed by Jan Slappens, who had already appeared in Top Gear with another concept car. The Lancia Stratus Zero was another 1970s concept bonkers, featuring nifty pointed lines and a futuristic design.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Lily and this was episode 1 of Agree or Not, Technology. See ya next time.